Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Stone, this is going to be a fun one.
Hey, man, this is going to be a lot of fun. Today's episode brought to you in part by ARC, American Reprographics Corporation. If you print with it, print on it, or simply want it printed, head on over to arcinatlanta.com. Or better yet, reach out to Mindy Godwin. Tell her Stone and Lee sent you. You can reach her directly at 770-394-2465. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic show today. First up on Atlanta Business Radio, we have with us the program manager and his posse with Start Me. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. Brian Goble. Good morning, sir.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Stone. Thanks for having us back. My name is Brian Goble, and I'm from Emory's Goizueta Business School. And as you said, the program director for the Start Me program. And yeah, our posse is awesome today. So we're really lucky to have Mercedes, who's been through our program, proud alum and entrepreneur, and Jennifer Anderson Smith with Atlanta Capital Bank, who's just joined us as a huge supporter and partner of our program as well. So Start Me in a nutshell is all about supporting and advancing, you know, the best, most important businesses in our opinion here in Atlanta, which is small businesses in our community. So
now how are you defining small business? Because every organization has a different definition of that.
Yeah, I think for us, the ME and Start Me stands for micro entrepreneur. So we are really, really focused on those neighborhood businesses that have four or less employees and typically less than 50,000 in capital to get started.
And then tell me about an overview of the program. Like, how does someone get involved? What's kind of how does it work?
Yeah, so Start Me is an 11-week accelerator program. And so every fall we take applications. We get got about 285 in this year. We select about 50 folks to go through that 11-week experience. And it's free for our entrepreneurs. And what we do is take them through kind of business know-how and knowledge building every week. So you're going to cover those core topics like accounting and marketing and customer feedback. And also those other kind of key things is you're going to get a great pool of mentors, and then our entrepreneurs can compete for seed investment grant dollars to help them get started or grow their business, make some investments.
So now the objective for the entrepreneur that gets involved is to get some funding in some manner, whether it's loans or whether it's investment by like kind of a VC or somebody who wants an angel investor.
Yeah. So kind of twofold. We feel that knowledge is really important. Connecting folks with networks. So it's not always what you know, it's who you know. So some experts and peers around you. And then the dollars. We know that particularly early on when you're starting a business, friends and family dollars are really important. And kind of filling some of those gaps where it's needed with some grant funds is important. But we also introduce a lot of folks to different lenders out in the community and different investors as well.
And then, so let's talk about Mercedes' involvement. So Mercedes, you went through the program, like from just having an idea, or did you already have an existing business?
So I had an existing business. I was a sole proprietorship for 2 years prior, and I became an LLC within the program. It was a decision I decided to make from being in the program.
Right. And then you decided, how'd you even become aware of the program?
Well, one of my customers thought that I'd be a great fit. Yeah.
Customers are?
They're
so smart.
They're my family. She sent me the information, and I qualified within the area because we do try to do it by demographic area. I applied. I went through the process very nervously and went through the program, and it was great.
But so you were running an existing business?
Yes.
And was it like out of your house, or you had a space? Like what stage were you at that point?
So I worked out of my house sometimes a coffee shop. It just depended on my mood kind of thing. I'm a jewelry designer. At the time I was doing a lot of beaded work. I've kind of picked up clay work as well, and now I do some earrings out of clay. But the biggest thing about my business is I like to give back, and the community aspect of the Start Me program is really what drew me in. And they are so focused on community, giving back to the community, and being involved in the community. And I do random acts of kindness through my business, and try to give back to my local community. So that felt
so great. It was a good fit from that standpoint.
Definitely.
So once you found out about it, this was something you were very excited to get involved with pretty quickly.
Yes. Very much so. I mean, and they...
Were you nervous about, oh, I hope I get in? Or were you like what was you, how were you feeling?
I think I was most nervous about being an artist as a business owner. I think a lot of people look down on art as a business form.
Really?
They think it should be for fun.
Really?
But my business was doing well from what mm-hmm. The scope that I looked at it. And I wanted to know if I could grow that, if that was a possibility. Mm-hmm. And I think Start Me choosing me helped me know that, okay, they're investing time.
Right. It kind of validated and maybe gave you more confidence. Like, hey, this is a legitimate business. Why can't I make a go of this?
Exactly. And it gave me confidence.
Right.
I think. To be able to pitch to banks or, you know, to look for seed grants and things like that and how to speak about my business.
And then took some heat off you from your family?
Yes. From my Asian mother.
So now, Jennifer, talk about why this is important at Atlanta Capital.
Well, Atlanta Capital is your hometown business bank here in Atlanta. And so we're always going to be supportive of businesses because that's who we focus on helping. But the Start Me program is really important and the other accelerators that are out there because, Atlanta is a hotbed for small businesses and there's just so many resources available and it can be overwhelming and confusing. And so a place like Start Me really helps you identify what you really need, what direction is really the right way for you to go. And if Atlantic Capital can come alongside with our resources, with some sponsorships and some volunteerism, you know, that just makes the whole community better because we're all coming together. And I mean, it's the whole tribe mentality, right? I mean,
now are you seeing this as, I see this as a trend happening around the country. There, it used to be maybe at a point where, you know, the entrepreneur had to fend for themselves and like good luck, right? And now there is opportunities for businesses to say, hey, there, you know, I'm not going to get rich off Mercedes today, but I'm going to invest in her and people like her because that's just good mojo for our brand. It's good for the community and it kind of elevates the corporation from this kind of greedy, exploitive person, which in the media, in traditional media, that's kind of the label they give business people. And this is showing that no, business people are the lifeblood of communities. They're a force for good. And there's a lot of things that they can do outside of money, outside of just collecting wealth. It's by serving people, by giving back, by encouraging volunteerism within the organization to help these people, lift them up and give them a chance to really make an impact.
Right. Well, actually, Atlantic Capital Bank was just started in 2007, mm-hmm. and we were started by a team of entrepreneurs who also happened to be bankers.
Right.
And so, you know, we really, the entire team at Atlantic Capital, everyone has this entrepreneurial spirit. So it just perfectly lines up for us as, you know, entrepreneurial minded bankers to walk alongside programs like Start Me and people like Mercedes. It only makes sense to us.
Right.
And then in the end, I mean, the whole, I always get this phrase wrong, but the whole rising tide,
right? Lifts all boats.
Yeah, lifts all boats. You know, and that's really what our mentality is at Atlantic Capital Bank is we're here as a service to provide to the community. We are not here to take from the community.
Right, exactly.
And I think you're right that a lot of times the larger banks especially get that kind of a negative stigma. But some of that is because of their own actions, quite honestly.
Right.
But, you know, Atlantic Capital Bank, we've just been in the community. We're right here in Buckhead and we are serving people that are business owners right here, big and small. We actually have a product that we are, using to help entrepreneurs specifically get into building a banking relationship and building a better credit profile for themselves.
So they can grow.
So, exactly.
Right.
Because a lot of them think they need to have this big business credit score.
Right.
And quite honestly, until you are like a Coca-Cola or an AT&T,
right,
we're going to do everything. We're going to lend our money to you off of your own personal guarantee.
Right.
So that's, you know, we're looking at what's going on in the community and how can we help. And accelerators, entrepreneurs, incubators is really the hot button, no matter what industry in Atlanta. There's a ridiculous amount of small businesses, micro enterprises that are happening. And we want to be helping that because that's how our community grows.
Now, and this is important, Brian, how do you kind of create this community where you are bringing together these different groups with different objectives, right? So you're a nonprofit, you're working through Emory, right?
That's right.
And then they're reaching out to a bank, you're reaching out to entrepreneurs, and you're kind of being this matchmaker, this connector that's bringing them all together in one place to help each other so everybody wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's really that entrepreneurship being a team sport, or that mentality of taking a village. And you know, I think you alluded to it, Lee, a little earlier. I think there was this mentality in the past that if you work really hard, you kind of toil in your garage, you'll be very successful.
Well, you may or may not. And it's like, it's on you, and good luck, and I hope you make it. And that's why like 85% of businesses fail, because, you know, they don't make it.
Yeah, so a lot of our research we've done at Emory and the Goizueta Business School has been around accelerators and what works and what hasn't that helped inspire this program. And essentially, it really comes down to, it's not just the knowledge and know-how and the dollars, but it's really those networks. Being an entrepreneur is isolating. It's very challenging. So how do you create lots and lots of networks that are all pulling together to help a business be successful? And that's what the program is really all about. So as Mercedes said, you know, the program sessions are all done in a community. We're geographically focused. So we want to support as many entrepreneurs in one local area. So we've been operating in Clarkston with a lot of new American entrepreneurs.
Right. A lot of refugee.
A lot of refugee entrepreneurs there. Working with a lot of folks that have, you know, come to our country, our new neighbors from Syria and other parts of the world.
Right.
And then working in Eastlake and Kirkwood, where Mercedes has gone through the program and is helping us recruit that next group. And then our newest program is actually in South Atlanta, in historic South Atlanta, and really tons of energy in that area. So really, you know, that kind of entrepreneurship being a team sport, Emory is there and brings a lot of know-how on curriculum and experiential learning. But what we need is lots and lots of mentors. So we have about 75 to 80 volunteer business mentors from all over the business community that are supporting us. But we also need a lot of different partners, right? So Atlantic Capital has come on board supporting us in our new, you know, holiday shopping guide and coming in and doing some financial training. But other banks are involved as well, PNC and Regions and SunTrust. And just, you know, our local nonprofit partners, they have that trusted connection on the ground. They can reach out, through the schools, through the networks in our local neighborhoods. So the Eastlake Foundation, Friends of Refugees, Focus Community Strategy and Purpose Built Schools are really great. We're really grassroots kind of getting word out, and those organizations are putting flyers in book bags, and Mercedes is out there in the community doing info sessions at libraries and schools. So we meet people where they are, and entrepreneurs are everywhere. So it's great to see them in the community. And that's kind of the partnerships and what it leverages.
Well, talk about the 2019 holiday gift guide. What's that, and how can people get a hold of it?
Yeah. So we're really excited. Did a kickoff event at Atlantic Capital's headquarters there in Buckhead the other night and kind of started this off. But the gift guide is something we do every year. And this one's our biggest and best ever yet. And so we have about 134 businesses featured. All of them have gone through our Start Me program. So all of them are great local entrepreneurs. And, you know, it's a great way to invest in local businesses, but also give gifts that are really unique and valuable, right? So, you know, shop small this holiday season and shop Start Me. And we have some great ones in there. And a few of our favorites are obviously jewelry from Mercedes. You can't beat that. We have some cookies from Khalid and Rueda, who, came from Syria a couple years ago. They run a company called Sweet Sweet Syria. Their cookies are amazing. So you're looking for some sweet treats this holiday season. We have a children's book illustrator and mobile artist named Greg Christie that can, if you're a parent and kids are out of school and you need a little activity at your home, he can come and teach some amazing art. He also has some amazing children's books. And he's great for all ages as well. If you have a corporate outing, you want to do some art, Greg's great for that too. And then, of course, four-legged friends. We know that is a popular gift giving idea. So if you have a dog, we have a business called Chattahoochee Dog Hiking that will take them on out to the Chattahoochee River for a really cool, energizing hike. So excited to launch the guide, and that's all available at startmeatl.org/shop and on our social media accounts. And so really excited to have that presented by Atlantic Capital. And I know Jennifer's getting it out through her network as well. And so we're hoping to promote a lot of businesses and drive sales, because sales matter, right? Mercedes, you need sales for your business, no doubt about it.
Sales matter.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees on that. And now, volunteering is an important element of this. And we talked a little bit about how Atlantic Capital kind of encourages volunteering amongst their people there. How does somebody, can any corporation volunteer? Like, how does the volunteering element work with Start Me?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get involved, but our core, I think, most intensive, most valuable experience is our mentor experience. And so Every year we have about 75 to 80 mentors join the program. And so maybe Mercedes, you've had some great mentors. Talk a little bit about kind of the business professionals that you've worked with, in case
and
you're
not
there listening.
And how important that to get that kind of point of view from somebody who's been there, done that, maybe that helps accelerate your learning, that helps you fast forward your success.
Definitely. I mean, I think it was the most valuable thing that I took from the program after the program was the relationship I got to build with my mentors. At my table specifically, I had three. One owned a jewelry business, which was a fine jewelry business, which was really nice to see that perspective
right.
and understand how a successful.
And where the landmines are, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. I did that already. That's
exactly.
Very helpful.
And I actually got to meet with his other three business partners, outside of the program and pitch to them my business and get some feedback from them, which was the most valuable
right.
thing that I did outside of the program. And yeah, it's just that relationship that you get to build, the questions you get to ask to people that have been through it, that have done it on a larger scale with larger corporations, and to see where you fit in and how you can make your business better is great.
Now, Jennifer, can you give advice to some of these, maybe a larger company that's out there that, to encourage this kind of volunteering to bring, because to me, this is team building. This is kind of part of the culture of the organization that's saying, hey, this is stuff we think is important. Can you talk on that a little bit?
Well, one of the things we do at Atlantic Capital is we provide our people with 3 hours of paid time off every month in order to explore volunteer opportunities.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously that would be huge for any corporation to
sure.
provide even 1 hour a
right.
month, you know. But I think it makes you a better person as a business person if you can figure out how to relay your successes and failures to someone else. And so then what company wouldn't want that inside their own company, you know,
right.
to have your own relationship managers and people of that nature out on the street working with people, not just to get business. But I think we all know that if you give, you actually get more than
sure.
if you just go in and take.
And I think everybody knows that. That's kind of common sense, but maybe it's not.
It is for us sitting here at this table
right.
today anyway. And it is for us at Atlantic Capital. I
right.
mean, that's definitely our culture is to give more than we take. And we think that that's what everyone should do. And without really, that's just the best way to tell people,
right.
you know, so we partner with places like Start Me, but we also come along smaller places like the Guild, which is a co-working space and a co-living space
sure.
combined. We work with the Russell Center, for innovation and entrepreneurship over on the West Side. And we actually just this last couple of weeks have partnered with an online nonprofit, which is called Buy From a Black Woman. And it is, supporting 350 100% Black woman owned businesses. And she's growing that every day. And it's just really exciting to be a part of this kind of mindset shift of let's just wrap our arms around as many people as possible. And in order to do that, some of that time you're going to have to give up as a volunteer.
Right.
So,
and that's the thing is once you start having that mindset, you're like, man, there's a lot of opportunities to volunteer.
Very,
you know,
very
once
much.
You open your mind to it, it's amazing what's out there, you know?
Yes, very, very much.
And congratulations on Atlantic Capital for having that kind of sense of community to really kind of walk the walk and not just talk
Thank
the
you.
Talk that so many other firms do.
Thank
you. If somebody went to learn more about Atlantic Capital, what's the best way?
Reach out to me. I'm Jennifer Anderson Smith. My email is jennifer.smith@atlcapbank.com. Our website, you can Google Atlantic Capital. It's Atlantic, like the ocean,
right.
capital. And just take a look there. I'm on there. We have an entire non-for-profit team
mm-hmm.
that focuses on nonprofit banking, which is a little bit unusual, but we're pretty proud of that team. And so just check us out and look me up. I'm there.
Now, Mercedes, if somebody wants to get a hold of your jewelry, what's the best way to do that?
There's a couple ways. I have a website, heartmercedes.com. You can also find that through my Instagram @heartmercedes. But if you want to shop in town, Garage Door Studio in Avondale Estates carries a lot of my stuff.
And just show up at coffee shops. You might be there.
Yep. You can actually.
You never know where to find you.
It's happened plenty of times. I'm making jewelry and people will ask if they can buy it out of my hands.
Wow.
So.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much.
Now, Brian, what do you need more of? How can we help you?
Yeah, we'd love for folks to get involved. Obviously, shop Start Me this holiday season. So if you check out startmeatl.org, you can find our shopping guide there. 134 businesses, like we said, to really empower, I think make some empowering choices this holiday season. And then those mentors, we're really gearing up. We're launching our new cohorts. We'll have 50 new entrepreneurs starting in January. So we still need a few more volunteer business mentors to get involved. So if you're a finance, comms, strategy, marketing, business law person, we'll put you to work. You don't have to have expertise across the whole spectrum. We're looking for a lot of different business folks to come in, you know, provide that skill-based volunteering, and think you really enjoy a great experience. So great New Year's resolution.
What's the commitment of time for that? If somebody wants to mentoring,
we have 11 weeks of programming, and so much of it, like Mercedes said, is those bonds that you build and close relationships. So out of our 11 sessions that we do right there in the community, we want our entrepreneurs to be there for at least 8. So typically it's 24 hours or so, 8 times 3.
Is it weekly? Is it
Every week.
It's
so
like on Saturday or in the evening?
So we actually run in the evenings to find a great time, because many of our entrepreneurs are balancing, you know, could be day jobs and family and other things. So we actually run them in different communities on different dates. But we're over in the Eastlake community on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 9. And then we're in Clarkston on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Same time. And then we close our week on Thursday evening. So our volunteers kind of all pick a geographic area to really, you know, to really invest time in, get to know the communities. So we're looking for folks that can make a pretty big commitment, but I think they'll get a lot out of that commitment. As Jennifer says, you get even more back than you put in.
Absolutely. And once again, the website?
It is startmeatl.org.
And it's affiliated with Emory's Gazueta School?
That's right. It's all part of Emory's Gazueta Business School and our great group of partners and sponsors out in the community.
All right. Well, stay with us if you will, gang. We got one more guest we're going to visit with, yeah?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. If you're just now joining us, you're listening to Atlanta Business Radio. Today's episode is brought to you by ARC, American Reaper Graphics Corporation. If you print with it, print on it, or simply want it printed, head on over to arcinatlanta.com. Or better yet, reach out to Mindy Godwin. Tell her Lee and Stone sent you. You can reach Mindy at 770-394-2465. All right, Lee, you ready for the headliner, buddy?
I am. I'm excited about this.
All right. Next up on Atlanta Business Radio, we have with us licensed professional counselor with Blue House Wellness. Please join me in welcoming to the show Miss Ann Rice. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Before we dive into your story, what'd you learn in that last segment?
First off, I knew nothing about Start Me. It sounds amazing.
That's why we're here, one at a time. Get new people to become aware of it one at a time.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this holiday gift guide. And
you can look at it. It's free to look.
I'm definitely going
to
check it out.
It's not free to shop.
And it's just, I love hearing about the community effort. That's amazing. And a lot of what I do is about that too. So it's exciting to be on the show with you guys today for sure.
Well, tell us about Blue House. How are you serving folks?
Yeah. So, Blue House Wellness is a co-working space for mental health professionals. And so we have a therapist, we have some health coaches, hypnotherapists, you know, or different, all sorts of different, people in our space. And the idea is that, you know, starting a private practice is really hard, as a therapist. And, when I started, you know, I rented a space, after convincing my husband that it was a good idea. And, you know, I had one client, I think, for about 3 months. And that was terrifying because I'd signed a year-long lease.
Right. And you're like, wow, I have a lot of space here that I'm just sitting here.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, it slowly built up and, you know, I made things work. And then it finally got to the point where I was able to move to a bigger space. And then Blue House Wellness was born. And so, you know, I wanted to reduce all of the barriers that exist when you are trying to start a private practice. And so, you know, there's all the overhead, there's furniture, you have to have a nice space.
Right.
You know, you can't just have folding chairs, because that's not very therapeutic. You know, you need couches. You need,
it's a mood. There's an ambiance part of this, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so, I just got really passionate about helping other therapists. I realized people were starting to come to me asking me, well, how do you do this? And
other
how do you
therapists?
Do that? Yeah.
So you were kind of building just organically, just because I guess your vibe, people are like, hey, Ann, how do you seem successful? How can some of that rub off on me?
Exactly. And so I knew, you know, people from like Most therapists end up working at agencies.
Or larger.
Yes.
Practices. Kind
of like larger practices, right, and things like that. And so I had a lot of friends through that network and they were all like, well, how are you doing this? And I'm like, you can do it too. And I was just very passionate about, encouraging people to really, start businesses because we aren't taught that in grad school.
Right.
At all.
When you're going to school, there isn't a how to start a practice. There's probably less information about that. It's more about how to treat people, how to serve people and, you know, kind of the therapy part of
it,
but not the business part of it.
There was nothing. And so before I started my private practice, I would spend hours listening to podcasts and, you know, researching online and trying to figure out like the laws in Georgia of like how to get a business license, because that was terrifying to me.
So even to that degree, yes. I guess it's like with kids, like they don't teach them how to do like a checking account.
Right.
Like the stuff that you think are like kind of, you know, everybody's got to know that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have a private practice, like everybody kind of knows you have to have, you know, business license, some of these basic stuff.
Right. And so, you know, I was figuring all of this stuff out and I realized, well, I guess no one else knows this. So
that's kind of sad in some ways. It's, you know, the industry's been around for a minute or two.
Absolutely.
So now what was the kind of the mental shift that you were like, you know what, a co-working space? Because there were co-working spaces for business.
Right.
I mean, I've seen co-working spaces for commercial food and now you mentioned art and things like that. What made you think, wow, you know, therapy might be a place or wellness might be kind of an umbrella that might work in?
Yeah. So, honestly, it was because so the name Blue House Wellness comes from the space that I rent. It's a giant blue house. Very creative there. And, my landlord, before he was my landlord, I fell in love with the space and I was like, I'm going to have an office there. It's actually in Avondale Estates, near Garage Door Studio. So I can go check out your jewelry. I was like, I want an office there one day. And I was,
it was built to be rented. Or was it really a house?
Yeah,
like
so
residential.
Actually, the history behind it is one of the first houses in Avondale Estates. It's much bigger than that now. And I was talking to the landlord, and he was saying how it used to be a co-working space for kind of tech startups. And he was like, "You should make it into a therapy co-working space." And
so he just threw it out there, like
he just threw it out there because I was like, "I don't know.
I think I will."
And I went home and I was like, "This is crazy." And the more I talked about it, I was like, "Oh, this makes total sense." Like,
right.
You know, no one that way, no one has to rent a space for a year and not have any clients. Even just getting on insurance panels, you have to have a business address.
Right.
You don't want to use your home address, but if you don't have any clients, and it can take months and months to get on insurance panels. And so, you know, it allows people to have just an address. They don't have to worry about furniture. It's just everything set up and ready for people to go. And I wish it had existed when I was starting my practice. And I just love helping people now.
Now, is it a collaborative group where a therapist feels okay having another therapist maybe, you know, a door down from them? Or is it kind of like, this is my turn? I don't want that person to know about this person because then they're going to leave me and go to this person. Like, is there some of that? Like, how do you kind of get past that?
Yeah. So I am big on there are enough problems to go around.
You have an abundance mentality.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
And if it's not the right fit for me, so be it.
Yes, absolutely. And so I preach that to my members. I screen them before they join.
Right. And you only want people to think that way.
Yes.
Right.
100%. And, there's enough people out there for everyone. Mm-hmm. And therapy is so much about finding the right fit.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to work with somebody who's the wrong fit for me because it's not going to go well and they're going to be frustrated and I'm going to be frustrated. And so it's, you know, so much about the right fit. And so, I definitely make sure that we have that abundance mindset, and it's been working out. Everyone's so different in their vibe and everything. So it's been wonderful.
So now how'd you get the word out that, hey, this exists? Because you wouldn't know to even look for this, I would think.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of word of mouth, honestly, and just using my own therapist network.
Because therapists talk.
Yes. I forget who said it, but, you know, being an entrepreneur is lonely. And so, you know, when you have a private practice, like that was very lonely for me when I started it. And so I was constantly reaching out to other therapists and other people, building a community. So that community really helped when I launched this to be able to get the word out. And
And then do you remember, Some of what you offer, it's not just space, right? Mm-hmm. It is that sense of community where yes. you're kind of sharing best practices and help people, especially if they're new people, get mm-hmm. over that hump, you know, of getting their first client or things like that.
Right.
Do you remember that moment when you got your first client the first time? It went from theoretical, I can do this, I think, and then all of a sudden someone's like giving you money now. And it's like, well, I better be able to do this, you know.
I remember it vividly. It still makes my heart rate go up. You know, I remember getting that phone call and being like, wait, you want to pay me for this? Okay.
This and is then, real now.
Yeah. And then scrambling to be like, wait, do I have the right paperwork? Did I do this right? Like, and just being very nervous and excited too, and knowing at, you know, deep down, like I knew what I was doing and right. I had this figured out. And it's been exciting to watch, you know, my members will come to me and they're like, I have my first client. And it's just, it's so exciting to see them.
How rewarding is that? That yeah. must be, that's just as rewarding of you getting a client, right?
It really is. It's so exciting. I'm so happy for them. And I love that we're able to serve the community and with so many different therapists in so many different ways.
So now talk to me if I'm a therapist or mm-hmm. is it primarily for the person that just got out of school and said, I'm going to be private practice? Mm-hmm. Or is this maybe I'm working for somebody, I'm a little frustrated and I want to go my own way? Like, who is the persona of your best client?
Yeah. So a couple different people, really. So we have people who, you know, they just got their license and they're like, I want to do this. And they just don't know how to get started.
Right.
But we also have people who have a full-time job and they just want to do this on the side. We have a lot of parents, single moms who are like, I just need a couple hours to earn some extra money. That's right. Flexible. You know, or people who are just like, I don't know if I want to do this. Let me
hang out here and see what happens. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, we have people too who are working on their dissertation who just like to be in that community.
Now, so what's the community like? So I enter, mm-hmm. what do I see? What do I feel?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a house. So it's not your typical co-working space.
Right.
It feels
doesn't look
very
corporate-y.
Homey.
It looks not like at very all. Inviting and welcoming.
Absolutely. It's very homey. There's a fireplace. You know, down, we have a kitchen and we have a beautiful outdoor space with, kind of a porch with a porch fan and all sorts of stuff like that. And then you go upstairs and that's more of the therapy office space. And so we have four therapy rooms up there, that are all decorated with couches and just very soothing.
And, but this is something that anybody has access to, or
yes.
this like, hey, I need my own space. And so nobody has kind of their
right.
own permanent space. This is all meant for community space.
Exactly. So you rent by the hour, depending on like what membership plan you have, you know, you might have some hours included in your plan.
Right.
But yeah, you use the space by the hour. And everything's set up. There's a waiting room that's set up for your clients, so you don't have to worry about that.
Is there a receptionist?
There's no receptionist right now. That may be something we add later. Right now, we haven't really had the need to.
Right. Everybody just waits for their mm-hmm. and then escorts them to whatever room they're in.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's worked out really well for now. And we even have play therapy supplies and all of that. So
you're
awesome.
Accumulating the stuff that any yes. type of therapist might need so they don't have to invest it themselves.
Exactly.
That it'll be part of whatever the
exactly.
package they get.
Yep. And we even have downstairs, we have a huge open space where we've had people do breath work or yoga that kind of just requires maybe being able to be on the ground mm-hmm. and not have any furniture in the room.
What about events? Do you do kind of events?
Yeah. So we actually just had an event 2 weekends ago, and we hope to do more of this. So we invited all different providers that sort of support mental health.
What's an example of a provider?
Everything from we had Lifeline Animal Project. So they brought some dogs because I believe that's...
Puppies always brings a crowd.
Yes. and they're so important for mental health,
sure.
I think. And we had... a local coffee shop called Waller's Coffee Shop, and they do a lot of mental health programming at their space.
Is there any jewelry therapy? I would think they're jewelry therapy.
I think that sounds fantastic.
I'm actually also a therapist.
See that? Look at that.
Yeah. So I think it can mean a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And we had, so I'm also a part of the Atlanta Coworking Alliance. And so I think being able to go to a space, especially if you don't have a typical job and be around other people is important for your mental
right.
health.
So now how long has this been going on? How long have you had this?
So a year now.
It's been a year. Wow.
I can't believe it's already been a year.
Is it kind of matching your dream of how you thought it should be?
Yes. Yes, exceeding, actually. It's been amazing. And I love the community that we have. I mean, it's been helpful to me too, to be around other people and share ideas.
But now you got two businesses.
Yes.
So how's that working out?
It's tough. It's very tough. So, you know, I think if my therapy practice hadn't been very established, this would have been, very hard, difficult.
Right. It would have been more challenging.
Exactly. But, you know, it's a nice combination of, different types of work. I never knew I was going to be so into entrepreneurship and being a business owner.
So you see yourself a little differently than maybe you initially saw yourself?
Definitely. I think for a long time I was like, okay, I'll have my clients. I can just do this for the rest of my life. This is great. But then I was like, I want to do a little bit more, or I really enjoy talking to people about this. So, it's kind of just kept evolving and growing.
So now how much of the, community is that kind of education component in the, to teach people kind of best practices and what works and what doesn't, and kind of give them some business help that isn't related really to therapy, but just is just general business knowledge.
Right. So I do, monthly kind of workshops for my members, and then that are free for my members to join. And they're on different topics that I've heard come up, things like that. The most popular one is just Private Practice 101, where we go over how to get a business license, how to open a business bank account. You know, things that I didn't know you needed to do.
Right.
And so, you know, we do a finance one, sort of like how to pay yourself or how to set aside money for taxes.
How to get a client.
How to get a client.
How
absolutely.
To work with insurance.
You know, all of those things.
Right.
And I'm always open to hearing from my members too. Like, what do you guys need to learn? What, you know, and then I'll
what's
do a workshop on it.
What's the burning question you have about, like, what's keeping you up at night that you're worrying about?
Exactly. And then I try to just make myself available, you know.
And you don't have to
know
everything. You just have to know the people that know everything.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? And a lot of it sometimes is referring them to other resources or things like that.
Yeah. Now, has anybody, it's only been a year, I know, but has anybody said, wow, this is great. I got started. Now I need my own space. I have kind of outgrown this thing. Now I have like a established practice.
Right. Yeah. So we have some people who are getting pretty close to that. And you know, that's kind of the point
right,
is that
exactly.
they move on. Which of course makes me sad, but,
that's
want.
A success story for you that you were able to nurture them and give them a safe place to kind of get started and flourish. So now they can go out on their own. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. So, and there's always going to be more therapists, and, you know,
because there's the problems, they're not going away.
No, unfortunately not.
So now any advice, let's get some therapy advice. Any advice for the stressed out entrepreneur? Some, maybe some breathing. So what would you say for the stressed out entrepreneur? What's some advice from, you know, your, put on your therapy hat for a second.
Absolutely. Very stressful work being an entrepreneur.
Right.
And I think, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in like a million different things and have a million different ideas and feel torn in a million different directions. And it's so important just to choose one thing and really focus on that one thing. And so, you know, something I always teach my clients too in the first session is to practice mindfulness. And so that's
and what's that mean, mindfulness?
Yeah. So that's being present in the moment without judgment. So, you know, you step outside and it's, you know, 100 degrees because we're in Atlanta and you're like, oh my God, this is so hot outside. This is awful. It's miserable. So if you were instead being mindful in that moment, you would step outside and notice, it's really, you know, it's warm out here. The sun is like shining really brightly and kind of maybe just noticing, there's, you know, sweat on my arm and just noticing what's going on around you and just focusing on just the present moment and exactly what's happening right then.
Because that's the only thing that exists.
Right, right. Exactly. And so, you know, we often increase our frustration by adding in kind of like, oh, I wish I didn't feel this way, or I wish. And instead, if we just accepted and said, all right, this is stressful, but that's okay.
Right. And then what about, Jennifer mentioned this earlier, like this group of Black women entrepreneurs. Are you seeing any advice for minority, maybe a woman or maybe a minority that is out there doing this? That's maybe a different challenge.
Yeah. So I think what's been most exciting, being a Black woman myself and, starting this business and realizing like this is something I can do. And then having so many members who are Black women, has been very exciting to really feel like I can, you know, help them and promote them, in ways that I think they didn't realize that they would be able to create a business or anything like that. So that's been really, really exciting to be able to support minorities and women in particular who I think don't always feel like they can start businesses.
And it's important to have a community and a safe space that mm-hmm. people can be vulnerable and share what, look, I don't know this.
Yes.
And then sometimes you have to, in your head, you think I have to pretend like I know this because they expect me to know this. So I don't want to be vulnerable. You
Absolutely.
Know, I have to be, you know, the fake it till you make it. But mm-hmm. at some point, you got to know real stuff, like faking yep. it isn't going to work, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I remember walking into my first like business association meeting and being like, all right, there are not a lot of people who look like me here.
Right.
And this is terrifying.
Right.
And feeling completely overwhelmed and terrified. And so I love having the space where I think that people feel safe. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You're really making a difference and you're making an impact in the community in a ways that you probably never even imagined you were.
Yeah, it's been quite the journey and very exciting.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
Bluehousewellness.com. And we have kind of a place for people to learn about the co-working, but also if you're looking for a therapist, kind of a new thing that we're starting is helping people find therapists and get matched with a therapist, not necessarily just people at Blue House Wellness,
right.
but in the community
right,
because
there's resources all over.
Absolutely.
Now, before we wrap, I want to talk to Brian one last time. Now, your organization, this is the type of work you do. You help entrepreneurs like Anne. You help entrepreneurs at all stages not have to feel alone, right? Not have to kind of go at it alone. You've got a whole team and resource education, all kinds of things that can help them make their path easier. And so they don't have to have this steep learning curve.
Yeah, that's right. And we've actually worked with some therapists in the past in our Eastlake community. So we love to link up with Anne and find ways to team up and support more and more entrepreneurs. In fact, we run a program just in Clarkston, just down the street
yeah.
From you all. And I feel like that's the other part is we provided that a lot of the training and network. But one of the things entrepreneurs really need, and Anne makes a great point, is that space where you can access space to run your business, whether that's you know, for a private practice with therapy or, you know, a commercial kitchen space. That's kind of the next step beyond the training as your journey continues. What are those other resources? So we're glad Anne is here today and we're happy to connect with her. And then just on our website, even if you can't go through our 11-week experience, we have a tab called resources where every month we're picking, you know, the top 8 or 10, we feel free workshops here in Atlanta that would be really, you know, really powerful for entrepreneurs to go through and covering of various topics from marketing to finance and everything in between. And then we put all of our templates and things on our site. So the business plan template that Mercedes completed through our program, we put that out there. So anyone can use it anywhere in the world, along with our Excel templates to build financials in an easy way, along with some of those questions we've gotten over the years, how to get a business license and where do I go for X, Y, or Z? We have a lot of that information. So we're happy to share that with Anne and her team and anyone here in Atlanta that's looking to build a business or support entrepreneurs.
Right. And Jennifer, you know that there's more businesses like Anne and Mercedes than there are like Coca-Cola.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh,
so
yes.
That, and then because of that, they need a lot of help and a lot of resources. And they don't have to go in it alone. There are people out there that are going to listen to them, that are help them. And it isn't always where you got to pay me to get that information. There's a lot
oh,
of
yes.
generous people that have made it to a certain level that want to give back. And that's part of their reason that they do what they do.
Right. And so one thing that I always like to say when we do a workshop is to remind people that it doesn't cost any money to talk to one of our bankers. So it's really important that people realize that because, you know, a lot of times it will cost money for that initial conversation with a professional. But, you know, to talk to one of our bankers and kind of see where are you? What do you need to do to get to where you want to go? That's something that bankers have done, you know, for hundreds of years and not charged anyone for
right.
that. And so as the community development officer there at Atlantic Capital, that is definitely what I do is I connect people like Nikki with people like Brian, which of course now this part of my job is done. But, you know, while Anne was talking, I was thinking about other people that I know that I need to connect her with and vice versa. And so I've made about half a page of notes of different introductions and resources and so forth that I'm definitely going to connect with Anne and make sure that she knows about them and that other people know about her.
Right. And that's something else that's important for the entrepreneur and especially the starting entrepreneur to know. There's so many resources out there. Stone and I last week were at SBDC doing a talk there. That's a free resource through the Small Business Association that just has a bunch of smart, talented, passionate people that want to help them, that there's no cost to kind of tap their brain to have conversations, to learn some stuff that is not obvious. It's not intuitive, a lot of this stuff. A lot of these mistakes that you make can be devastating, can cost you your whole business if you don't, you know, do some elements of this correctly. So I'm pro-business, I'm pro-entrepreneur, and I want to do everything I can to help businesses grow. And I appreciate all of you coming in here today and telling your story. You're doing important work that's impacting the community, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.